Marriage in God's Kingdom, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Thursday, November 6th, 2025. The text comes from Luke 20. There came to him, Jesus, some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, and they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children. And the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife." And Jesus said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot die anymore, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed, in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." Then some of the scribes answered, "Teacher, you have spoken well." For they no longer dared to ask him any question. Carrie Vaux writes, "Will I still be married to the one I love in heaven?" Jesus says no, and that worries a lot of people. They imagine an eternity of loneliness and a few mild friendships, something not as good as what they have on earth. But this is just one example of a problem lots of people have when it comes to imagining the world to come. God tells us that something we know will not be there, marriage in this case. And we immediately imagine the same life we know, but with something good taken away. Of course we're unhappy. But the problem lies with us, not God. We forget that our generous God knows what we love and enjoy. How not when he created us? And so if he takes something good away, it can only be to replace it with something even better. What this will be is something we don't know yet, but we can be certain that it will be wonderful. God is like that, taking away water to replace it with wine, changing a little boy's lunch into food for 5,000, taking ordinary bread and wine and using it to give us the best gift of all, himself. So we need not be afraid of losing the relationships we love. If not that, something better. We know that from the fact that God loves us so dearly. He who died and rose for our sake, to rescue us from evil and bring us safely into his kingdom. How can we imagine he would give us anything less than the best? We pray. Dear Lord, I don't know what you're planning, but I'm sure it will be wonderful. Thank you for that. Amen.